Hi, I'm Jane. I'm a naturopath, and in this video, I'm going to talk a little bit about autoimmune disease. So, this is a tricky one. It's such a broad category and it encompasses a lot of different conditions. So, some of you'll know them by name. But broadly, autoimmune disease is a term that we attribute to any inflammatory condition which is due to the body being attacked by its own defenses. So it's like our body turns on itself. So we think that that target, which is our own body cells, is something that needs to be dealt with through an inflammatory response. That's a broad definition of what autoimmune disease is. But the different conditions are often, you can tell they're identified by and they'll look like according to the area that's being attacked. So, for example, rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease, and that is the affects the joints. So that's our own immune system, our own defenses, attacking the joint tissues and areas. Ulcerative colitis is, in the colon. Multiple sclerosis, the nervous system. Psoriasis, the skin. There's a few autoimmune thyroid conditions. Obviously, that's the body attacking the thyroid cells, thyroid tissue. Now, it's interesting to note that autoimmune diseases are becoming a lot more common. Naturopaths definitely, and everyone in the medical system is seeing this way more often. So it does beg the, it is interesting to ponder on why that is the case. And there is quite a lot of different theories about that. Obviously, haven't got time to go into that. A couple of areas that, as a naturopath, that we would look at, and this is one of those conditions that I would recommend, it is worthwhile working with a health practitioner, and really even, a couple of different health practitioners, and there's a lot of things that you can look at which are individual to your condition. But just as a general overview, the areas that we'd focus on is investigating and identifying if there are any underlying chronic or unresolved infections. So this is really important because sometimes autoimmune conditions are triggered by there being an infection, and even if that infection has been dealt with, so you might have tested positive for the presence of an infectious agent, and that might have been treated and you might be clear of that, but the immune system still thinks that that's around. So it's kind of an interesting scenario where the body is acting like as if it still has to fight this infection. And that can be identified through blood tests or, urinary tract infections, so candida or yeast, bacterial, that kind of stuff, and then gut, so gut infections, so parasites and, unbalanced bacterial things. So that's a big area, and it's really helpful to think back as to whether there was a triggering infection at the start of an autoimmune condition. That can give keys and clues as to what might be part of the picture. So the next big area is gut health and diet. So this is huge with autoimmune conditions. Just can't escape it. You could probably say that for everything that you're treating and looking at naturopathically. So I won't spend too long on it, but the main areas, so looking at gut bacteria, when our gut bacteria works for us, it reduces inflammation. If it's out of balance, it can add to inflammation. So, fermented foods, prebiotic foods like your fibers and things like that, and your probiotics. Alkalizing diet, so low sugar, so low caffeine, low refined grains, increasing your greens and, just your whole foods. Whole unrefined foods, removing dietary allergens, so wheat and wheat, dairy and eggs are probably the biggies, either doing that by elimination diet or even testing and seeing what are the big problematic foods for you. And then, there are a lot of specialist gut healing diets around, like GAPS, and there's autoimmune paleo protocol, and there's quite a few autoimmune or gut healing diets. And implementing or experimenting with some of these can be really helpful for autoimmune conditions. Some specific nutrients that are really key in autoimmune conditions is vitamin D. So vitamin D is crucial. It's good to know what your levels are. You can have that tested. Yeah, aiming for at least 100 on a blood test, vitamin D. So supplementing if need be. Turmeric is also really key for autoimmune conditions. And some of the herbals that are particular for autoimmune conditions is hemidesmus. So this is very particular for autoimmune. Some practitioners like to only use it on a short-term basis or in acute phases. Others are happy to use it, long-term. So just, probably seek advice about the best way to utilize that. And another one is echinacea. So they're the two sort of key herbs for treating autoimmune conditions. So I hope that's helpful. It's just a bit of a rundown about a naturopathic perspective on autoimmune conditions. Thank you.